You know, when we go to some of these schools, we look at the other team and we feel like we're as athletic or more athletic than they are. And I think these kids getting on these all SEC teams, it just bodes well for our future.
What do you feel about, you've seen both the sides now having a postseason tournament in your league and not, the Big 12 doesn't have one. And so in the SEC, it's almost a mini college World Series. What's your thoughts on having a postseason tournament?
Well, it's exciting to have a postseason tournament like this where it is a mini World Series. It's also challenging right in the middle of finals for a lot of our schools, and also one and done. So we get off the road Sunday night, we get back on the road Tuesday, we take finals Monday, Tuesday, and then if you lose, you're just right back home. So it's there's pros and cons to it. The pro is, hey, you can, if you're a team that's looking to try to host or trying to get in the tournament, you can help your cause. You also have a chance to win that trophy, which is big. But you also could go through that whole bracket and lose in the championship game and really have not a lot to show for it except a tired team going into postseason. So, I could argue either way for it, you know. But I know that it's a huge TV draw for the SEC. I mean, this gets more viewership than anything other than the College World Series for our sport. So it's a big deal for us to have this.
Looking at LSU, obviously you took two or three from them back in March. How much can looking at that series kind of help you looking ahead to tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, when you look at March, I mean, so much has happened since then. It's kind of, even hard to remember the series other than I thought we really competed great against LSU, and every time they hit us, we hit them back. And I was proud of our kids coming back on day three in the rubber match and getting that win. So, you know, we have a lot of respect for LSU. They just got a huge series win against Washington, and so they've got a lot of momentum right now. But we're excited to play and look forward to getting out there and seeing, you know, just how we compete at this point in the season against them.
Coach, you got your 1,100th win this past weekend. I know there's lots of milestones in the career like yours, but what does that mean to you? What do some of these numbers mean to you when they come and go?
Well, it kind of snuck up on me. I didn't realize it. And I think when you're in the heat of the SEC conference, your overall win record means not a whole lot to you. You know, it's trying to win games in the SEC. But it I love that it happened at Auburn while our kids were playing really well and getting a big win there. And it always, anytime one of those milestones happens, it's just, it for me is nostalgic. It's for me to look back on all the coaches who've been on my coaching staffs and the players, and to think of all the people who have contributed to that. It's really overwhelming when you think of 31 years. It's a lot of former players and coaches who have been a huge part of it.
Coach, you might have already answered this, but coming out of that Auburn series win, how much momentum does that give you heading into this week?
Yeah, great momentum. Our kids feel really good about themselves. We've been wrapped up in finals right here. So the really fun thing is we get to get on an airplane and everyone will be done with finals and done with school. So I think there's going to be a deep sigh of relief really from our kids. And I know that they're just excited about the wins at Auburn and how we've put everything together right now and playing really well as a team.